first one.
That's okay. Welcome to the messy imperfection.
Oh, nuts.
I'm Shannon.
I'm Danny.
We started off a little rough there, but it's okay. We'll make it through. Why did I just feel like I was on like a radio talk show?
We basically are.
I mean, it's true.
And we're your cool ass hosts.
Yeah. Did you say your name?
I'm Danny.
I said mine, right?
You're Shannon.
Okay.
I feel like we're in the dementia ward.
Oh my God. We were starting strong too. We had just wetted our whistles and what did you say? You're going to
hydrated my mucous membranes.
Yeah. That's where we were going, but it's okay. We're here. Oh my gosh. Okay. So today, this is an episode. So we were originally like had all of these episodes planned on like what we were going to say and all these things. And you know, on my now hour and 15 minute commute up to Danny's house, I also hate it. I wish I could just like teleport, but that's not a thing yet. I was, wow.
Ew, the look on your face. There's not a thought behind those eyes.
Like, no. Now. It was too many thoughts at once is what it was. So I was listening to, we had talked about a couple episodes ago about Shelby Sacco, and I was like, oh yeah, like I listen to some of her stuff. Well, from that episode to today, I've listened to pretty much all of her podcast recordings because I was listening to that as I was unpacking and also another book. So my brain is like a million miles a minute. But we really wanted to talk to you guys about like basically the sum of life isn't on a timeline.
Yes.
And we're coming here, at least I am, and I'm pretty sure Danny is too, raw and real, because one of the things that we will never hold back on this podcast is talking about the raw and the real.
Yes.
Like I am coming to you as I am. I'm not sugarcoating anything. I'm not hiding anything. So one of the things that I said to Danny before this podcast started was I'm really struggling with turning 30 in 2 weeks because I'm not where I want to be.
Yeah.
And like there's a lot of struggle with that, like emotionally, physically, mentally, like I'm single, like, and I'm having, and I think I've told you about this, but like, and I definitely told Delaney this, like I'm really struggling with being a fifth wheel with my friends right now, and it's not their fault. Like they love me. They're not ever making me feel like a fifth wheel. It's a me problem, not a them problem.
Yeah.
And so when I'm listening to these Shelby Sacco's, if there's more than one, Shelby Sacco, and this book that I just finished, Embrace Your Almost, which is another book that I 10 out of 10 recommend. I am basically doing a life reset. And we talked about this a couple episodes back, but I'm going to break it down more and explain more what that means, especially to me. And I know that you have a lot of input as well.
Yeah, because I was in your same shoes a year ago.
Yeah, yeah. And before I go into this, I want you guys to know that like, I am having faith in God and the universe and to decide, and like, I know what's meant for me won't pass for me. And like, it's not like I should not be comparing my timeline to other people's timeline. And that's so easy to say and so hard to not do.
Yeah.
So I'm focusing on me. I'm getting rid of toxic behaviors that I had. I eat entertaining 10 different men because it's fun and entertaining, distracts me from what's actually going on. And I'm scaling back and I'm basically creating myself a boot camp. Not literal, like I'm not putting boots on and running every morning for 10 miles, but I'm creating an emotional, spiritual, physical, whatever you want to term that, boot camp for myself. And this is how I'm going to do it. So Shelby Sacco talks about this a lot too. And I'm going to try really hard to make sure I break this down to tangible advice for other people, because she was talking about how like, and it's true, you go on TikTok and you see all these badass biddies doing their routine and stuff, but they never talk about how they got there.
And also, that's the highlight reel.
Right.
Social media across the board, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, that's a highlight reel. The majority of people will not be posting the mornings where they don't want to get out of bed, the mornings where they oversleep, the mornings where they don't get up for their alarm. Like, no one's going to post that. No one's going to make themselves look bad. No one's going to show themselves real and raw because it makes them look bad. They're only going to be like, yeah, I have my life together. I do this every morning. And I, like, you know, it's so easy. Like, no, it's not.
It's hard and it sucks. And I think that's one of the reasons why I now love Shelby Sacco too, is she talks about the things that she's done in the past that she's not super proud of.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important for us to talk about here, because it's hard to like admit that to yourself, and it's hard to look yourself in the mirror and be like, this is the way I've been, but this is not how I choose to be.
Yeah. And also it's not linear. It's very much ebb and flow, where I feel like you and I just had a conversation on Saturday night where you said something that maybe your highest self wouldn't necessarily agree with. And I kind of was like, no, Shayna, we don't do that.
Yeah.
And you were like, shit. Yeah.
You're right. And I hate, like, I don't hate being called out, but when you get called out, it's like a moment of embarrassment first, right? And then second, it's gratitude.
Yeah.
Like your first thing is like, oh, I'm embarrassed I even said that. But it's also like, I'm grateful that you acknowledged that and you felt comfortable enough to call me out on that.
Yeah.
And I think that's huge. And this process is going to suck.
Yeah, for sure.
But the outcome is going to be great. And I do know that part.
Yeah. It's going to be worth it in the end.
Yeah. Like I found myself, I don't want to admit this on this podcast. I know people that listen to it, but it's going to be what it is. The amount of times I found myself like on the verge of tears in the last week is insane. Because that's not, but like, it's not a bad, I don't think it's a bad thing. Like,
why?
I don't know. And that's why I'm doing this. Because I need to figure out where that emotion is coming from. I watched this video on like a soldier's homecoming.
Like they surprised. Oh my God. Those get me every fucking time.
Right. But usually I just tear up.
I found,
this is the first time I ever bawled my eyes. I've never bawled my eyes out. I was like, where is this? Usually I'm just like, oh, it's cute. Straight on tears rolling down my face, bawling my eyes out. I don't know. And like, I put on this freaking outline. I was like becoming softer. And this is like, this was supposed to be at the end of the episode, but we're going to, I guess, reverse this. I've been really thinking to myself a lot about doing reflection on how, especially at work, people see me as hard. Like they see a hard side of me, and that's, you know me, like I have that side, but most of me is like, I'm a big mush ball.
We talked about this a lot. Like,
yeah,
because we both have that persona where people think we're like intimidating or hard and like bitchy, which is fine. That's cool. But then when we say that about each other,
yeah,
we're like, think about that, I'm like, that's not true at all.
That's not at all. Like, we're just big softies. But I really want to try and bring my best foot forward. And I think my best foot forward is that soft version of me with boundaries, right? Like, you can't just let everyone walk all over you.
Yeah.
And I think that I don't do a good job of showing people, like, I am really a kind, loving soul. Like, I'm not this hard person that people think I am. And, like, people are like, oh, I'll take it as a joke. Like, I don't like to take everything as a joke.
Yeah.
Like, I do have feelings and I am I'm sensitive and I don't like to admit that out loud, but here we are because it's like seen as a bad thing to be sensitive. And I don't like that. Like, I don't want that to be a bad thing. Like, no, my feelings matter. That went down a rabbit hole that I wasn't expecting. Let me reel that back in and go back to the top. Anywho, so yeah, we were, let's go back to comparing yourself to others. I think that's where we really started to derail.
Yeah.
Or at least I started to derail, which is usually what happens. But we're, you know, like I said a couple moments ago, like I was finding myself comparing myself to others, and that's not fair because we have no idea about, you wrote this, like about other people's situations, like money, family, troubles. You said the social media is a highlight reel, and I just want to reiterate that because I know your struggles. I know Delaney's highlights and ebbs and flows. That's why I'm able to like ground myself in when I compare myself to you guys.
Yeah.
But when I'm like looking at other people on TikTok, I keep that in the back of my brain because I'm like, I don't know. First of all, the people that have their life together, I don't know where they came from to get to where they are today.
Right. And that's something important to talk about too, is not only struggles, but what advantages have other people have?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's not fair to only focus on the advantages that other people have or the struggles. You have to look at both aspects.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think if more people were honest about how they got to where they got, I think this world would be a better place, but that's just not going to happen. And so it's on us as individuals to realize that and to take that into consideration when we're in those moments of like, why doesn't my life look like that?
Yeah.
But one of the things that... I can't remember the girl, Embrace Your Almost, Jordan something, but she's the one that wrote Embrace Your Almost. And she in some had like wrote basically the whole book was about her struggles and like how she came to where she is, but like tangible advice on how to get there. And she basically said like, when you keep hitting roadblocks over and over again, it's time to take a time out and reevaluate what's important to you and what you need to refocus on.
Yeah.
And she talked about that, like she had two miscarriages when her and her husband were trying, I don't know if they were trying, I don't know what the situation was, but basically she was building a business And she had her whole life mapped out for the first miscarriage, had one. Then she thought she had a rainbow baby and it was going to be all great. And then she miscarried at like 12 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
And she said that she had finished this book with that perfect ending. Like, oh, if it doesn't hit the first time, keep trying and you'll get the same outcome. And she basically was like, I basically learned that that's not true and that you just have to step back and reevaluate. But she did learn in that process that she had like a lot of hormonal imbalances and fatigue and burnout, that she was like, she took a step back and realized what's important. They sold her fixer-upper house that she dreamed of, bought a house that fits their new lifestyle, and went to work on herself and her body. And she was like, that was the best thing I could have done for myself because I'm better off now where I am. And if I didn't go through those struggles, the way that her life planned out would have been completely different. So she's like, she said that if she had to go back and was able to choose, she would never choose to go through that. And she understands why she had to go through that to get to where she is today. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Which is crazy that I learned all that while I was unpacking, but whatever.
I think it's really important to focus on the fact, again, that it's not linear. Nothing is linear. Growth's not linear. No. Goals aren't linear. Because the goals that you set at 18, like, think about everything you've learned, what you've been through, the experiences that have shaped you, good or bad.
Yeah.
Those goals are not the same as what you had at 30.
Definitely.
Like, not. When I was 18, by the time I was 25, I was going to own my own house. I was going to be married. I was going to have this great career. I was going to be, you know, rich as hell. Like, looking back, I'm like, LOL. Like, if 18-year-old Danny only knew.
Literally. And, like, I don't know. And same with me. Like, I definitely thought I'd be married or at least engaged or something by now. And I'm single as a Pringle. Like, and that's wild to me. And it hurts. But it is what it is. And I just have to refocus on myself and figure out what it is that's important to me. And I think I did. Like, I know what's important to me. And that's my health and my friendships and my family. Like, without a doubt, those are the three most important parts of me. So, you know, I don't know if it was last night or the night before, but I sat in bed and opened up my notes app because she said that she created a boot camp and she did all these things that she wrote out all these things that she wanted to do or like put in her life. And I kind of like think I'm going to go through I don't know if I should go through one-on-one of these, whatever, we'll figure it out. But one of the things, I don't know if I'm assuming that I've talked about this on this podcast, but the Hashimoto's is an autoimmune disease that I have. And I think that that is something that I'm not focusing enough time on. Like I'm doing 1% better, which is something we talked about. And I think that I could probably do a lot better than I am.
Yeah.
With that.
But also a big part, we both read the Hashimoto Protocol. And a big part of that I don't think that the author emphasized enough, I believe her name is Isabella Wentz. She's a pharmacist. I don't think she emphasized enough the mental and stress piece of that. She like touched on it very briefly at the end, but I don't think she really emphasized enough the importance of doing the 1% better. And like you said, you could be doing better, but at what cost?
Right.
So you really have to balance trying to improve yourself, but doing what you can do right now, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
It does.
Without impacting your mental health. Because yes. If your mental health and like your physical health from a sleep self-care aspect.
Sorry, I just fucked my eye up. I just had to itch it so bad. I'm sorry.
You have eyeliner over your entire face.
I am not at all surprised. I literally just itched the shit out of it. You just have to stare at this until we're done. I'm sorry. I just, you ever get that bad eye itch that you're like, I just got to go at it. That's what happened.
I did that with Jake last night. He was talking and mid-talk. I went at the eye and then he was like, you didn't hear a word I just said, did you? And I was like, no, dog.
I was listening.
Those eye rubs hit different though.
Yeah, they do. I feel like I need to do the other eye now, but we're going to wait a little bit.
All right. I don't know what I was talking about.
I do. You were talking about the stress and like how the 1% you can't, like you have to, you could do me better.
Do be better.
You could be doing better. And you, it's what costs mental health.
Right. So that's something you really have to give yourself grace, but also don't be too soft on yourself.
Right. And I think that that's where, I think I was giving myself too much grace. Because I started eating gluten again, which is crazy because I was feeling so good. And I was like, I'm never going to eat gluten again. And then
Said that.
I know. And then I'm like, why did I even start this again? So now I have to go through that detox period, but whatever. It's okay. I think one of the, going in with that too is like you know, especially the embrace your almas, because it sounds like she had a lot of adrenal fatigue. I don't know if she has Hashimoto's, but she had a lot of similar symptoms to what I'm having.
Adrenal fatigue is real.
Yeah, it is. And I think that I honestly think that we should talk about a whole episode with that when we find like a holistic.
I would love that, because yeah. especially in the healthcare field,
we all of us crazy. Experience
yeah.
it.
Like, and like shift workers.
Yeah.
The amount of impact that's like in a regular sleep schedule has on your body is so underrated. Yes. It's unreal.
Yes. So I think for like tangible things on. Oh my God. Why did you just attack your microphone like that?
I just had the worst spats. Oh my God.
I have never seen anything like that in my entire life. It literally looked like you're fighting a demon. It looked like you're fighting a demon and your mic just flew. I'm just so confused right now. Oh no, the snort.
I'm literally crying.
What? Was that a muscle twitch? Like, what just happened?
So, okay, here's what happened.
We need to start, like, actually video recording these, because people are going to be like, what are you
that
doing?
That would have been fucking hilarious. I put vitamin E on the scar behind my ear this morning, and it's, like, real thick, so it's, like, still kind of wet. I just accidentally touched it, and then I forgot it was there. I was like, what the fuck is on my finger?
Kind of like the Gia boogie you found on my face.
Oh my God, I'm literally screaming down my face. Just the way I just flung my hand across the room.
Your mic went... I'm honestly surprised it's not in the other room. I'm pretty sure if it wasn't attached to that box, it would have been.
Honestly, I don't disagree.
Okay.
I wasn't listening to what you're saying.
It's okay. It's fine. We're just going to start hammering this away.
Fresh.
It's fine.
Okay. Next.
If I had to say this one more time, I think the listeners would be like, are you fucking done yet? Because I'm going to say, created myself a boot camp for the 10th time.
That better be the quote of the episode.
Created myself a boot camp. So one of the things that it's funny because one of the things I pride myself on is a morning routine where you got your nighttime routine down pat, which is funny. Not that you don't have a morning routine, but
yeah.
I don't. I'm nighttime, whatever. My morning routine was something that I am trying to take to the next level. And that includes, like right now I wake up, I make my bed, I drink a glass of water, I go downstairs, I start brewing my coffee, I make my breakfast, I sit down, I'll do my Duolingo and my Bible app plan thing, and then I'll do my gratitude, affirmations, journal, read, wash face, all that afterwards. But some of the things that I want to add into the morning routine is I want to weigh in every day, because I think that's important for me right now, to see, like, I think it's important for me to see how my body responds to the foods that I'm eating. Which is why I want to do that. A progress photo, because I think that progress photos are very important. Those are the morning routine things that I am working on. Oh, and then I don't know if daily Tilly walks, which is Tilly's my dog, is going to be in the morning or the afternoon, or if it's just going to be something that I do at some point during the day. But I am walking her every day at this point, and I would just want to make sure that that becomes a habit. I said healthy supplements. I have supplements that I want to take. I actually bought those containers that you have, the night day ones.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, they should be here today. So I can actually get into a vitamin regime and see how my body also responds to those. So my advice to anybody who's like, I don't even know where to start with this. Honestly, the number one thing that I will start in any morning routine is 5 points of gratitude every morning.
I agree with that.
And making your bed. Those are the two things that I would recommend doing every single day, and then add on from there. Because those two things have instrumentally changed my life. Is that the right word? Instrumentally?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. The gratitude just starts your day off at high vibration.
Yeah.
And
that's like a very easy way to significantly improve your life.
Yeah. Because this goes back to making sure you're operating in a high... I'm saying go back to. I don't think we've talked about this. About operating in a high vibe, high frequency, vibration,
yeah.
High vibration frequency, whatever the words are that's supposed to go in line there. But you want to make sure... The one thing that we've both learned is you get back what you put out. So if you're not operating at a high vibe and you're not operating in a positive, or at least mostly positive frequency, you're not going to get anything back that's going to be positive. So if you're walking around saying my life sucks and you're not thanking the universe for what you have, why would the universe give you more? And I'm not saying when you write your five gratitude, like, yeah, it's cool to give a roof over your head, but get specific about what it is. Like, I think this morning I wrote, like, I'm grateful that I got to spend time with Delaney's mom and have a chit chat with her. Like, or it could even be smaller. Like, I really like the socks that I'm wearing right now. Like, it could be very small. Just be great, but at least five points of gratitude every day. And if you're feeling yourself in a negative vibe throughout the day, like, there's some point where you're like, you can't shake it, write down a couple points of gratitude in your notes app or something like that.
Yeah.
To change your frequency. It helps. I know it sounds voodoo, but it does make a huge difference.
Yeah. Do you do affirmations?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do.
I don't know why I asked that, because I knew that. I really like the app that we use to have affirmations pop up on your phone.
The I Am affirmations. Yeah. Me too.
And so just like, it's really nice to look down at your phone and just see like a really positive quick sentence. Yeah. I like that a lot.
I'm going to open it right now and read whatever one is on here because I am immensely happy with my life.
I think they're always very fitting too.
They are. And then there's another one. I have two actually. One's a motivation, one's an affirmation. So the motivation was, don't let anyone else take away what makes you the happiest. Mm. That fits too.
It does fit. I love that.
Me too. Yeah. So that's an I Am is the app. And you can make it a widget and it'll just pop up like on your Apple Watch if you set it that way. Yes. And then the other one that I read was the motivation. And those are both, that's the name of both of those apps that we have. I think we've had the I Am affirmations on our phone for like 4 years.
Years.
It's years. But it just helps. Another thing that I think of if you're trying to change your vibe is I had a reminder on my phone, and I think I'm gonna go back to it. I read a book, and I don't remember what book it was, but it said to put a reminder on your phone a couple times a day to bring joy.
Interesting.
And you just set it and it don't vibrate, so it doesn't like become an alarm, but it's an alarm on your phone. And so it's like a little reminder that to bring joy, and that like it's a trigger, a mind trigger to help you make sure you're showing up as your highest self.
Love that.
Yeah. I don't remember where I got that from. I got that from someone that is not a Shannon OG, but I don't know where I got it from. No idea. So another huge thing that I stole from Shelby Sacco is 60 to 70% of healthy meals every day. So I think we put that down to, so if you eat 7 breakfast, 7 lunch, 7 dinners, 7, that's what?
21.
21, right? No. Yeah. 21 meals a week. So you have to, 13 to 17 of them should be healthy.
Yes.
So what Danny and I just did like 2 days ago is we put in our habit share, healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, healthy dinner, so we can track to see where we are on that scale of 60 to 80%.
Yeah.
And one of the things she does is she preps like, I think she always eats a healthy breakfast, which is easy for me to do. So that's 7 right there. And then she'll do like 4 to 5 meal preps. And that alone, I mean, 7 plus what, 5 is 11. So that's 11 meals right there that are already healthy that you're going to eat. So it, if you break it down to look at it like that, it's a lot easier to do 60 to 80% healthy meals than it is anything. And if you don't eat a lot of healthy meals now, start with 60 and do the 12 to 13. And then each week, just make one quick change. And then sooner or later, you'll be at 80%.
Yeah. And one thing she talked about too that I really loved, because I struggle with this too, like when you meal prep for the entire week, by day like 3 or 4, I'm like, this shit is gross. I've been eating the same thing
every day
for all the meals. I like get over it really fast, and it's really easy to be like, I don't feel like eating this, so I'm gonna go get Chick-fil-A. So what she does is she'll just meal prep like 1 or 2 days at a time for whatever she's like making for lunch that day. She'll make 2 of or 3 of.
Yeah.
And same thing with dinner. She'll just make like 1 or 2 extra servings for dinner, and then she can have that for dinner that night or lunch the next day. And then the next day she's meal prepping, you know, 1 or 2 extra meals.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool, because I can totally eat leftovers like 1 or 2 times.
Me too. Me too.
But not like 7 days in a row.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think that's a really good way to make sure that your meals are healthy without making it a whole freaking thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, it's, I like it, but also at the same time, I hate it. Like, it's a love-hate relationship for sure.
Agree.
So that's something that I'm going to be focusing on a lot, is making sure that I'm prepping instead of just like going on the go. Like this morning, I literally ate a salad for breakfast.
Hey, you know what?
It was leftovers, and for some reason, that just sounded like something I needed in my life.
Awesome.
And I put
I'm also a big believer of, there's no reason certain foods cannot be eaten at any time of the day. Like, eggs for dinner, lit.
Sign me up.
Salad and steak for breakfast, lit. Yeah.
I just said to Delaney, I was like, because one of the things with Hashimoto's is eating a lot of veggies.
Yeah.
Like, that is very, very important. And I'm like, I need to find a way to eat, like, a really yummy salad for breakfast. And she was like, why the heck would you eat a salad? I was like, don't judge me.
Yeah, why not?
But it's just one of those things that we've never been taught, but it's actually really important.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, there was, I don't remember what it was, but it came in my brain on the way here that there was a salad that you like put couscous with kale and scrambled eggs in it.
Interesting.
I'm going to try it out.
I don't like kale, so don't sign me up for the kale train.
Okay. Well, go fuck myself. So another thing is that I'm going to be doing is I was working out 6 to 7 days a week, but I was doing hard workouts. And I think that that may be causing more harm to my body than good.
Yeah.
So my goal is going to be lifting 3 to 4 times a week with 1 or 2 runs. And I'm not talking like long runs, like interval running.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to try that out for a couple months and see how that feels, because I think lifting that many times, like 6 to 7 days a week, was overkill on my body. So I think I'm going to break it down. It's going to be hard for me because I love to lift, but I think breaking it down, scaling it back, and then adding in some interval running might make a huge difference in the way my body responds to things. I think it's going to help with adrenal fatigue.
I think that we also, not now, but we should really dive into like cycle syncing, food and workouts.
Funny you say that, because that is what actually prompted that, because Shelby Sacco interviewed a, let me get her name that she interviewed. She literally on the episode I just listened to, it might actually be easier for me to go back to that podcast. This girl talks about cycle syncing and how, especially people on birth control, like they don't ever have to, they can just pull through because basically she said, you're the emotional consistency of a man when you're on birth control.
Yes. You know what? I listened. That episode's old, right?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. I listened.
It is episode 8 on Sad to Savage. And it is Christine Vitale, but her Instagram is @blueheronhw is her Instagram handle. But she talked a lot about cycle syncing, storing trauma in your body, the importance of yoga and all that stuff. And I think I honestly think wouldn't mind getting her on the podcast or someone like her to talk about that more, because she talks about that a lot. And I was thinking about that, about how I never honored my body like that.
Well, we talked about that with our friend that we did the yoga trauma with, remember?
Oh yeah, really, Carol. Yeah,
no, not
oh,
Carol.
Yes, I know who you're talking about. I don't remember her name, but yes, we should release that episode.
Yeah, we really should.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be released before this comes out. I might just do like a pop random Thursday or something.
Okay.
From the vault. Okay, so that goes into the healthy. I'm just checking my notes, guys, making sure I cover everything that I want to talk about. Oh, limiting screen time. Okay, so I don't know if I want to admit how much screen time I had last week, but I don't know if you ever check your total time.
Yeah.
That is something that I am consciously want to be more aware of, is how much time I'm spending on my phone. And a lot of it right now is text messaging. Like the majority, if I open up my screen, I'm going to, and you look at my screen time, the majority of my screen time is spent on texting.
I've noticed that you're like very much on your phone a lot lately.
Yes. And I'm scaling it back. I think I use it as an avoidance strategy, to be honest with you.
I noticed on Saturday you were.
Thank you for calling me out on that.
You're welcome. While you're pulling that up, I will throw my little tip out. I did the same thing, but with TikTok. On TikTok, you can set like a screen limit timer.
Yeah.
And after you spend X amount of time on the app, a little screen will pop up and be like, hey, you've hit your limit for the day. And it'll be like, do you want to keep going? If yes, you have to add in a little passcode. It's like 1234. Or you can exit the app. And I think that's very helpful, because most of the time I'll put the password in, but I'll be like, at least I'm mindful. Aware of it. Yeah.
What? So 11 hours last week on messages, like my TikTok and Snapchat and all that stuff is not actually that high.
That's crazy.
It's messaging.
Yeah, mine's definitely TikTok. I don't talk to anybody.
So I am going to be mindful and scale back on texting, because I think that I'd rather just call people now.
Don't sign me up for that.
You're like the one person that I won't do that with. Don't worry.
Ew, rude.
I will text you all day is what I meant by that.
Oh, that's fair.
Was that really that rude?
Yeah.
Why?
You're like, I'm not gonna call you.
Well, we're like, our schedules never really line up for us to be able to call each other that much.
That's fair.
especially when at work. When I'm at work, it's just all hell breaks loose all the time.
Yeah.
So I screenshotted my last week screen time, and I'm comparing it to this week and see how, if I did any better, basically. I don't know why you're looking at me like that.
Just looking.
That was a judgment look.
No, it wasn't. It was just a look. Are you going to talk about becoming softer, or can I go on to my thing now?
You can talk about, I already talked about becoming softer.
So what I want to know is, who the fuck said 30 was the age when you had to have your life figured out? I want to know who the fuck said that, because you know what?
I did not expect this level of aggression that you just came at me with.
I'm aggressed about this, okay? Because you know what? For more than half your life up to this point, you've had to add, like, probably more, I don't know, I'm not a mathematician here, okay? But, like, 75% of your life thus far, you had to ask someone else permission to do shit. You had a curfew. And a big chunk of that 75%, someone else was wiping your ass for you. You couldn't even talk. So where the fuck are we, like, 30s at? I'm mad about that. I'm done. Are you staring at me because I just got really aggressive, or what?
Yes. Okay. I just wanted to see if you were going to keep going. Or...
No, I'm done. That was it.
You have a good point.
Yes. Thank you.
This goes back to societal norms, dude.
It does. What the fuck?
I think it's because... Hold on. I had a thought. I don't know if it makes sense, but we're going to go with it. It's almost like... So... We're in a weird time. I'm going to start off with that. We're in a weird time in the world. In history, not in the world. In history. Because our parents all were like, you find your love of your life young. And you have kids
like
young.
Married at 18. Yes. Like, yes. 100%. Kids by 19.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's almost where we created that pressure on ourselves.
Yeah.
Because in all reality, at 30, you still have like 6 to 7 years of productivity. Like, you can... Fertility. But we're putting people old at that age.
And I would also challenge you that to say even longer than that, but yeah.
But I'm saying, worst case, I mean.
Yeah. And there's so many other options nowadays too.
Right. Right. But it's also like, why did we decide that this is when we have to be married by? And I think that's why I'm struggling with it, because I do see a lot of friends that are either getting engaged or they're having their first kid or whatever the case may be. And I'm over here like, cool.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's where the struggle is. And it's like, why am I struggling? Because in all reality, like, I am now figuring out who the fuck I am. Like, right. I know who I am now, but it took me all my 20s to figure that out.
Right.
So thank God I didn't find somebody sooner, because if I did find somebody sooner, I'm a completely different person right now than I was five years ago. Like, even a year ago, where I am today is completely different than where I was last year.
Right.
And thank fuck for that. So why? So thank God I didn't find somebody sooner, because if I did, it wouldn't have worked out, because I was not who I was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And who is? And that makes me sad, it makes me sad for people who find, quote, their love of their life and then end up divorced. And they're like, why did my marriage fail? Well, your marriage failed because you found them at the age 20 and you didn't know who the hell you were. So you guys married thinking that you're one person, and then you changed and found out who you really are, and you guys are both completely different.
And people aren't willing to put in the work to
figure out who each other are, who themselves are anymore.
Right. And to kind of redate each other.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't think it's fair to say that, like, if you find someone young and you change, that you can't be with them.
No, because there's plenty of successful ones.
You have to put in the work to continually learn each other, redate each other, and figure out who each other is. And if you're not compatible, that's one thing. But you can't just be like, well, I'm different now. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
And I think that's what a lot of people do.
That's true. And it's why, like, because you have, it's like a cancel culture, because the cancel culture is real. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, he's not who you thought you were. Like, dump him and leave him. Okay, cool. He's not who you thought you are. That doesn't mean that you just up and go him, because he's still someone that you committed to.
Right.
So, like, why don't you date each other and figure out if it's someone that you can re-love.
Exactly.
Or learn to love again. Like, I don't understand why we just cancel people so quickly anymore.
Agree.
Because people are very quick to cancel.
Very.
Friendships, relationships, coworkers, you name it. We cancel people instead of having a conversation, or we judge them based off of 1%.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know most people.
Yes.
Majority of people, I don't know. So why am I going to judge you based on the little scope I have of you into my life?
Right.
Or you, the little scope I have into your life.
I think that's a whole topic in and of itself. Yeah. But I think that's such a good point because this goes back to like kind of like the highlight reel. You are only seeing one brief glimpse into someone's life and you don't know, the context could have not been what you thought.
Right.
Their trauma response, what their life view has shaped them to look at things differently. So I don't think it's fair for you to take like one sentence and just cancel them off of that.
Yeah. And I think that I wish that people would have given me more grace too.
Yeah.
Like, I do think that because you guys just listened to an entire episode of me saying, like, I needed to refocus on myself and I acknowledge all the parts of me that I don't want and am willing to get rid of them. Yet there are people that are so quick to judge. And I'm saying me because, like, that's the most experience I have is me, right? And, you know, people are so quick to judge me. I see it all the time. And I struggle with that because I'm like, and I talked to you about this, like, there are people in my life that are judging really hardcore about this podcast. And yeah. I'm like, and I struggle with it because I'm like, I really enjoy doing this. I know that you and I will help millions of people down the road live a better life.
Yes.
And even if they don't follow everything that we do, I'm hoping one thing that we've said on this podcast and any of these episodes will help them see the world a little bit different or show up to the world better for themselves and for other people. And yet I'm going to let comments of these small people, I'm saying small, I don't really know. I don't know why we're triggering them. And I was letting that affect me so much. And it's like, why am I doing that? Why am I letting these people trigger me? Because they don't know me. Yeah. They see one side of me. They don't see the whole world. They don't see the whole view. They don't know what I've been through. They don't know our struggles. And then likewise, I'm not going in and judging somebody based on the way that they showed up because I don't know what they've been through. So like, why are we not giving ourselves more grace, like each other more grace in this world? Because this world is hard and it's rough and we're all in it together. We only have one life. So why aren't we just doing the right thing? But you can't expect that out of people.
No, you really can't. Literally not at all.
But I can expect it out of myself.
Yeah. And I think that goes back to something we talked about before when I was talking about like my emotional and spiritual goals. And yeah. You asked me, how can I respond to the world better?
Yeah.
And that's all it boils down to.
It's hard though. Like, and that's something that, when we say these things, we're not saying this like, oh, it's easy to do this stuff. It's not.
No, it's hard as fuck.
It's hard as fuck because there are times where you like, you really just want to snap somebody's head off.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's not what my, goes back to where you call me out on. It's not the way your highest self would respond. So why are you going to respond like that?
Yeah.
That was a hefty episode.
That was hefty. But I think it's really important to reiterate how important it is to give yourself grace because I really still struggle with looking at it, and I think it's funny that I'm so two-sided on this because of how aggressive I just got about the whole 30 thing. But then looking at it the flip side, I'm really struggling with being like, my life is half over.
But it's not.
I know. But like it
your
is.
Your brain's telling you. Yeah.
And yeah. When I turned 30 last year, and I still struggle with getting older. Like, I used to love my birthday, and now I'm just like, it literally makes me want to cry thinking about it. Like, I hate getting older and thinking that like I'm leaving so much on the table and I'm leaving so many things undone, but also trying to remind myself that I do have so much time left, but I don't at the same time.
You do. I know.
It's just a really hard struggle. And I think having grace is really important, but not so much where you're just like stagnant.
No, that's fair. You can't be paralyzed by your fear.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Are we done?
Yeah. Any housekeeping that we have?
I don't know. You didn't finish all your thoughts on this.
I know.
Okay. So please make sure you go follow us at The Messy Imperfection on all the things. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Rate, review,
subscribe.
Yeah.
TMI Tribe. You guys are the awesome.
The awesome.
The awesome. You guys are the best is what I really meant to say there. All right. We will see you guys next Monday.
Bye. Bye.